On the panel were Kathy Bellin, Ernestine Henderson, Eleanor Jacobson, and Allery Stanton. A packed audience filled the university library for the talk, and some in the audience joined the conversation. Bellin said she moved here in 1955. Her husband was a city police officer and had a habit of buying boats. The two also worked in the commercial fishing industry and later owned one of Ketchikan's now historic bars.
And he said, stick with me and we'll go places. Never dreamed it'd be the Potlatch Bar.
Henderson, a retired clerk of court, officiated at countless weddings over the years. Her mother-in-law owned June's Cafe, and her husband worked in construction. Henderson worked at Mother June's Restaurant for a while, and then at the Stedman Hotel, owned by Gordon Zerbitz. This was back when many women didn't work outside the home, and Henderson's husband decided she shouldn't either.
So, I gave Gordon Zerbitz about 3 months, 2 weeks' notice, and he would never hire anyone. So finally, I just didn't show up for work because he didn't want me to quit. And I was enjoying it, but my husband absolutely said, no, you can't do that.
Henderson got back into the job market later, though, and worked many years for the state before retiring. Eleanor Jacobson is a retired nurse who worked at the old health center and hospital, which both were downtown. She also would fly out to remote communities to provide health care for people who couldn't afford to come to Ketchikan.
I would sort of screen the patients and get a general and then categorize them. That was really, really an interesting experience and something that I think the state of Alaska did and should have done for those individuals that had no access to health care.
Allery Stanton is a former city mayor, city council member, and Pioneers Home director, among her other volunteer positions. She moved to Ketchikan in 1954. She was 18, recently married, and her husband had just been hired at the brand new pulp mill. She also was pregnant.
During the first summer, there was hardly any movement back and forth between the West End and downtown because they were reconstructing Water Street. And when I had to go to the doctor for my appointments because I was pregnant, I had to walk from basically the Lutheran church down to the NBA building. And that was a very cumbersome way to get downtown because often it was a couple of planks alongside the buildings. So it was kind of a frontier experience for that first summer.
While not one of the panelists, Jerry Nasiak is another 1950s arrival. She joined the conversation and talked a little about the racial divide that she experienced here in the 1950s.
I was probably the only multiracial person on the island when I arrived here. And there was a divide. And there's never a divide that's pretty. It was pretty ugly in some cases.
Henderson, who's African-American, said she never noticed any racism in Ketchikan at that time, and Stanton noted that there was another kind of division centered on the pulp mill.
There were a lot of old-timers in the town, including the merchants, who never really accepted the mill people until 1965, when the mill workers went on strike and the money dried up at the merchants. And then they realized what an impact the mill workers had on this town.
Oh, yes.
On a lighter note, the women recalled how they adjusted to life in Alaska's first city. Henderson says she bought the equivalent of a rain jacket for the baby stroller so she could walk the kids in Ketchikan's typical downpours. Nasiak remembers a lesson in footwear that she immediately learned.
I arrived in 3-inch heels, a suit, a hat, and gloves, because that's the way we did it. It was 1955, and streets were planked, got off, and the first thing I did, I caught my heel, and I pitched forward, and happily, there was a guy in back of me who grabbed my coat, or I would have been toothless.
Nasiak says she never wore 3-inch heels again. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.